Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, episode 353. Today we're reading chapter 44 of the novel, All the Bishop's Children, by Daniel Watt III, with his wife Marika White. Sunday afternoons saw the family going on one of their family outings. It was a favorite pastime of Dwight to surprise the family by taking them on a drive somewhere, especially on Sunday afternoons. "I met this older couple a few weeks ago, and I promised them I would take you all to meet them," Dwight said as he, Rosalind, and the children got into the car. "Remember I told you about them?" He glanced over at Rosalind as she backed out the driveway. "They're an older Jewish couple. They used to live in New York. I'm not sure if I ever told you children this, but I used to work for a Jewish gentleman at this fur factory when your mother and I lived in New York. DJ, you were a baby then. All you other children were born in Georgia." Rosalind sighed. "This had better be worth my time," she said. "We had a long day at church. Couldn't we have just stayed home tonight? It's going to be dark soon. Do you really have to visit them right now?" "Once you meet them, you'll be talking differently," Dwight said. "Dwight, we could have visited them on a Saturday when we have all day," Rosalind said. "Saturday? You work half the day at the pharmacy, and the other half you spend running all across town doing only God knows what," Dwight said. "Taking care of household stuff and church business," Rosalind snapped back. DJ listened to his parents argue. Kennedy sat quietly beside his brother, remembering his brother's words to him on one of their trips. "You play too much. You must learn to listen more." "There goes Mom again, never satisfied with anything and never wanting to do anything Dad suggests, unless she's in charge of it. Why can't she just enjoy the ride?" DJ thought. "When she gets ready, she visits her friends and stays out as late as she wants to. Children, you're going to love meeting Mr. and Mrs. Goldstein. You know the Jews have an interesting history. They're God's chosen people, and God has watched over them in a special way. Everything they put their hands on, God blesses," Dwight said. Turning to his wife, he said, "We ought to take a special trip to New York and stop by the fur factory where I used to work. I wonder if Mr. Hirsch is still alive. You children would love him. What do you think about that, Rosalind?"
"That would be nice," Rosalind said. "But I really don't see any need for it. We would need at least 2 weeks to make the trip worth it. New York is not a hop, skip, and a jump away, you know. On top of that, you're too busy. Who would fill in for you while you're gone?"
"You sure know how to put a damper on things," Dwight said. "Can't you look on the positive side of things rather than always looking at the negative side?"
"Maybe if more people looked on the negative side of things, we would not be hit with so many surprises," Rosalind said. Dwight shook his head. "Which of you children want to visit New York with me in the summer, even if we have to leave your mother behind?" Dwight asked.
"I would," Kennedy, DJ, Rachel, and Jessica all said.
"You have your roots there," Dwight said.
"Dwight, stop lying to the children," Rosalind said.
"Here we go again," Dwight, DJ thought.
"My family came from Alabama, so half of their roots is from right here. The other half is from Georgia, where your family comes from. They really have no ties to New York at all."
"Well, one thing I know, and it is this. All of our roots are in Adam, and that is all that matters. Isn't that right, children?" Dwight said with a chuckle. "On a more serious note, though, it would be nice to take a short trip to New York so you can meet your cousins and your uncles and aunties and visit Coney Island. That's the first place I took your mother to when we first met. She was all smiles then." Dwight looked across to his wife. Rosalind tried to hide her smile. "Go ahead and smile. You know you enjoyed that little trip. Those were some good days," Dwight said.
"Remember I bought you the biggest and most delicious hot dog you ever had? That's what you told me, so you can't deny it." The children giggled.
"Dad, can you tell us more about when you were living in New York and some of the other places you visited?" DJ asked.
"Yeah," Kennedy said. "Did you ever march with Dr. King?"
For the remainder of the drive to the Goldsteins' home, Dwight shared with his children his experiences in New York, in Georgia while growing up, and playing baseball while in the Air Force.
"I think that's what I want to play, baseball," Kennedy said.
"Not me.
I still think football is the best sport, DJ said.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. And now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Thank you once again for listening, and may God bless you until next time.